You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes until the top of the hour. 17 minutes in this hearty, meaty segment with Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com. LandryFootball.com. You can follow the former coach and scout at Landry Football, at Landry Football. Chris, hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us. Since it's rivalry week, let's get to it. The biggie, obviously. Ohio State, Michigan. Does Ohio State have a weakness? And if so, can Michigan exploit it?
Yeah, they don't run the football. They're not as physical. They don't run the football as well. They run the speed game well. They're going to have to be successful. And I think that defensively they're improved, but I think you can run the football on them. I mean, this is a contrast in styles, and so it's a matter of wills. If it's a physical phone booth game, it's advantage Michigan. In terms of playmaking ability and speed, it's Ohio State. To me, the biggest question is how healthy is Blake Corum? And because, I mean, you know, Michigan's not going to come from behind in this game, but I also think that if it's a close game, you know, I mean, Ohio State's trying to be physical, but they have gone more finesse with their speed spread game. So I think C.J. Stroud's going to have a great game, and they're going to have to find a way to run it. Now, they got three good backs. Michigan's got a couple of them in their own, but they're a power team versus a spread team, a finesse team.
What will Michigan try to do defensively then to slow Ohio State down, and are they good enough in the back seven if C.J. Stroud gets it going to slow them down?
Now, if he's really hot, it's going to be tough. They've got too many weapons at receiver to match up. They're going to have to bring pressure on Stroud. They're going to have to make him uncomfortable. And they're going to have to defend the run with six and a half. They're going to have to cheat a little bit over the middle. So they can do that. They're a good defensive unit. I think they've got a shot here. I do favor Ohio State, but I think that Michigan's got a real shot.
When you say Michigan's going to have to bring pressure, does that mean bring extra guys?
Cause no.
Okay, so no, they're basically – so their front four's got to get the job done.
Yeah, and look, I mean, they don't have a job, Owen Hutchinson, but they're still good. And they do a good job staying in their pass rush lanes, and they do a good job running stunts and twists to where they're coordinated very well, where they can bring pressure. It's a good Ohio State offensive line, though, that's going to have – more success blocking that front than most people have against Michigan, which is one of the reasons why I favor Ohio State, also at being at home. And look, they don't like that fact that they have dominated this series recently and they lost it last year. And if they lose again, there's going to be a feeling of not just, oh my goodness, what happened? Because potentially the loser could maybe still get in the playoffs. We don't know. But losing two in a row is like not clearly not something you want to do in a rivalry game. But losing two in a row is like, okay, we've lost our stranglehold on this rivalry. This is bigger than just the normal Ohio State-Michigan game.
Well, and Chris, I think you're right in that regard too, because if Michigan does win it, they're going to do it by beating Ohio State up. And that's To me, that's the loss that Ohio State would have the most difficulty taking, is going, all right, 2 years in a row, we've lined up against a team and they've out-toughed us and it's not close.
And it's exactly, although they didn't play this year, it's exactly what's going on at Alabama with the Georgia's more physical and tougher than us. Now, Michigan's not Georgia. They're not as explosive. They can't make enough plays in the passing game, but the same thing applies. What the heck's going on over here? Yeah, that Georgia team is what we, and that's exactly what Ohio State's looking at, but 1 year doesn't really change things. This year would kind of make them look internally, because I think Ohio State is questioning their toughness. That's why they're trying to run it.
All right. In our state tonight, Gators at Noles. I mean, Florida needs to recruit one of the three of us to play wide receiver tonight. I've never seen five wide receivers out for a game before, including their top two. But, you know, Chris, when the Gators have thrown their A game on the field, they've been pretty salty. Do they have something for the Noles, who are as hot as any team in the country right now?
Well, Florida State is the better-looking team on film. There's no question. But it's concerning when you look at Florida and you say, okay, well, you know, they they dominate an opponent 1 week, and then that was an embarrassment last week. There's no other way to put it. I think because it's a rivalry game and because it's coming off of an embarrassing performance, I think the Gators play well. They give as close to their A game as possible. Is it going to be good enough? That's going to be the key.
Hey, there's a pretty good game at noon today, Tulane and Cincinnati, and UCF fans paying attention to that because if they can take care of USF, which right. They should be in the AAC championship game against the winner of this one. Cincinnati doesn't lose a lot at home. What does Tulane have for them in a real tight spread game?
They've got an outstanding running game. Both, you know, the quarterback can run it. They've got an outstanding back. They've been very aggressive and pesky on defense at times. Now, they couldn't defend the quarterback in the UCF game, John Rhys Plumlee. This is going to be tough for them. It's big for them. You know, obviously, going to the A's, the conference championship game is huge. What a turnaround it would be. They look like the more complete team here, but winning at Cincinnati, as you mentioned, is difficult. That's a physical Cincinnati team.
I think Cincinnati's home winning streak is like 36 or 37, something like that. Might be the longest in the country. Chris, let me ask you this. If Ritter was on this Cincinnati team, would they be as good as last year's? Is their ineffectiveness at quarterback the big difference between last year and this year?
It is. It is. And I mean, even though they had some other good players like Sauce Gardner, I think Ritter is the biggest difference because they don't have that playmaker. You look at, you know, when UCF has been really, really good, got good quarterback play, healthy quarterback play. Cincinnati, I mean, Tulane, same thing. So, yes, I think they would. I don't know. They wouldn't be unbeaten, although I don't know. You know, I don't think they'd be unbeaten, but, yeah, they'd be good.
This is the time every week where you tell us how bad USC's defense is on film, and yet they continue to win games. Yeah. They continue to create turnovers. Will they do it and be able to beat Notre Dame this week?
Yeah, look, and it was, you know, not good at all. They got maybe a couple of stops here and there against UCLA. Look, this Notre Dame team's going to run the football at them. They are a little bit more efficient in the passing game than they were earlier in the year. Drew Pine's been really good. Look, the difference might be, and I think the difference is for USC, it's not just the offense, it's the quarterback running it. So to David's point, that's the X factor here. It's stopping Caleb Williams for four quarters, probably the difference. I tend to think USC might be able to get this one because of the quarterback play, but this is going to be a challenge to their defense. And once again, Notre Dame is going to want to try to win it at the line of scrimmage and limit USC's possessions.
Okay, sidebar, put your pro personnel scouting hat on. I'm calling you up. I'm the Houston Texans. I have the first pick of the draft. Bryce Young, Stroud, Williams from USC.
You know, I'm not ready to go there yet. I love all the intangibles of Bryce Young. I think he's a much better version of Russell Wilson. I mean, he's built like him. Well, he's not built like him. The lower body's not as thick. But, boy, his ability to make plays, he's, to me, special. I'd probably lean there right now to answer your question. But I've got some time to do the important work that I need to do on that.
Is TCU still going to be undefeated when we talk next time? I mean, they've got Iowa State. They're a big favorite in this game. But, well, they play a lot of close games, does TCU?
They do. I believe they're going to beat Iowa State. Iowa State's defense is really good. Won't be enough in space to defend TCU for four quarters. It's the Kansas State game next week, which I believe it's going to be Kansas State. I believe they'll beat Kansas. That's the game that's going to be – well, it's going to be huge because I think that's going to determine whether they get in or not, obviously.
All right. They call it the Civil War, and Oregon with a chance to get in the Pac-12 championship game. If Nix was healthy, if he could run, I'd pick him. I picked the Beavers in this game. Because even though he's been 72% throwing the ball, I just don't know if with only one dimension, if that'll be enough. Your thoughts on Oregon, Oregon State?
Look, I see it similarly. This Oregon State team is good. They've got one of the best schemed running games in the country. They're physical up front. Defensively, they play very solid. Look, they don't win all their games because they're not talented enough against great speed teams. I do that if Nix was healthy. That's clearly Oregon here, But that's the problem there. And I think that this game's going to be close. And I think it's too close to call. If I had to pick it, I'd probably lean towards Oregon State until I was more confident that Bo Nix was healthy. And I don't think we're going to know that definitely.
Well, then, if that's the case, will Washington win against Washington State and get themselves to the Pac-12 championship game?
Look, that offense is elite. It's outstanding. Now, Washington State's had some injuries, and they've not been as good defensively as they were in the early part of the year when they were playing the likes of Oregon off their heels. It's tough to stop this offense. I think Washington's in pretty good shape to win this.
All right. Which South Carolina team are we going to get? The one that played Florida or the one that played Tennessee? But let's just say the one that played Tennessee shows up, all right, in Death Valley. Do they have something for Clemson?
Oh, yeah, if they play that way. But I got to tell you, what they did is just like you're watching it, you're rewinding it, saying, this really happening. I mean, this is one of those, you know, like the guy hitting three-pointers and, you know, he never misses. It doesn't matter what he does. I think this is going to be the flip around. It's going to be, they're going to look more like they did against Florida. I think Clemson's, you know, not that Clemson's great. I just don't think South Carolina can duplicate it. I don't trust them to do it consistently. They haven't done it all year long. What they did last week, they have not done all year long. 18 offensive scores South Carolina had. They had 9 against Tennessee. They had a season last week. I mean, 8 touchdown passes all year long. He had 6 in one game. You duplicate that, we'll talk and we'll have a lot of fun in that game. But that's, I don't see that being duplicated.
All right. Do you have a rivalry game that you like? Mark has listened to me for 10 years. I've stopped now, but I used to tell him how great and poet and just magical North Dakota against North Dakota State was. Is there a game this weekend that you have a soft spot for?
Well, I've fortunately in my scouting career, I've been to all of them, guys. I've been to North Dakota, North Dakota State. I've been to Montana, Montana State. I've been to Lafayette, Lehigh. I've been to Harvard, Yale, all of those. But there's nothing quite like Michigan, Ohio State in most years. I mean, it's a state thing. I mean, you know, that's what makes it unique. It's like they don't like the stakes of one another. I mean, they just don't like one another. It's like it's not Ohio State and Michigan. It's Ohio and Michigan. It's just and it's always big. And I mean, it's just the biggest this year. I mean, I maybe both teams will make the playoffs, but wouldn't count on it that way. I that's the one that's most intriguing to me.
He's Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. LandryFootball.com. Follow him on Twitter at LandryFootball. Chris, take another turkey nap. Okay, and get ready for the games. They start early. They start in 3 hours.
Yes, it's love this weekend. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
Absolutely. Thanks as always, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Have a great one. Take care.
So Chris Landry thinks the Buckeyes, but I have to admit, he's not pound the table as confident as most national guys.
Nope. He thinks it's going to be a little more of a game.
He thinks UCF's going to Tulane, doesn't he?
Yes.
For a rematch.
He thinks Tulane's really good and likes Oregon State and Washington, which would be interesting if that's how the Civil War ends up with Oregon and Oregon State.
It sounds like he would take the 5.5 with Notre Dame, but he thinks that the maybe Heisman Trophy winning quarterback is going to find a way to pull out another 3-4 point win.
I am excited postseason when he starts breaking down film on quarterbacks because when he just flat out said, I like the intangibles of Bryce Young, but I'm not even close to ready yet. That's a tell. This is someone that's going to dive in when he starts getting ready for the draft here and does a lot of work in that regard. And we'll keep giving you more Chris Landry as we start getting ready for that when the season ends.
All right. Gut feeling, Ohio State, Michigan.
I picked Ohio State and laid the number. I think Ohio State gets them. I just don't think Michigan throws the ball well enough, and I think the weapons for Ohio State are too much for Michigan this year.
Michigan has not been behind much. Yeah, there's Ohio State for that matter, but they fell behind by a couple scores in one game and were able to, you know, quickly douse that. I think we all have the same doubts. If Michigan all of a sudden finds themselves down 14-3 early second quarter, can they stay with it? Do they have enough of a passing game to get back in it? We haven't really seen it this year. And for you Buckeye fans out there, have you seen enough toughness? You feel good that your team can go in there and get in the phone booth at times and get out and be okay without getting knocked down? That's what we'll find out.
Rivalry weekend. It is spectacular. And as David said, it starts in around 3 hours. Florida State tonight, a whole slate of games tomorrow, and then the NFL action on Sunday. Tampa St. Pete, Port Charlotte, Lake City, we thank you so much for listening. The bonus hour in the 239 is next, right here on Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.